The law requires schools to take more actions to stop the online harassment of students known as cyberbullying. They'll have to set up protocols to make it easier for students and their parents to report online harassment and devise ways to stop the bullies from striking again. School districts will have to develop bullying prevention strategies and publicize them. Governor Cuomo says the state has to do all it can to ensure that children feel safe in the classroom, and he says schools need to take some responsibility.
It's amazing to me that the power of the negativity and how it can hurt a young person.
The new law is an amendment to the Dignity for All Students law approved in 2010 by then-Governor David Patterson. Patterson, the state's first legally blind governor, said he was bullied at school as a child. Schools are already getting ready for the first law, and they'll now start developing protocol for the anti-cyberbullying measure. Jay Warona, general counsel for the New York State School Boards Association, says schools welcome both laws and hope that they help to change a culture that for too long did not react to bullying.
Our schools for some time have been trying to ensure that our children are safe. They didn't necessarily need a law to tell them what we were sadly seeing in the front pages of our newspapers, which is that kids were killing themselves over being bullied.
Research has shown links between cyberbullying and low self-esteem, academic problems, depression, and in some highly publicized cases, suicide. Cyberbullying includes harassing text messages and negative social media and web postings to a broad audience of the students' peers and strangers. Warona says it's a far more insidious form of bullying than the days of the schoolyard bully, which he says in some ways was simpler to deal with.
They were both usually very large, and they were not all that bright. And now, because of cyberbullying, it's anonymous, and kids have a way of being extremely devious. And, we've seen throughout our nation the horrific effects of that.
It's estimated that nearly one-third of school-aged children between 12 and 18 are bullied at some point in school, and 16% of New York State students have been victims of cyberbullying off of school property. The new law stops short, though, of making cyberbullying an actual crime. Many forms of harassment associated with cyberbullying are already covered under existing laws. Cuomo says making online bullying a criminal act is a separate topic that may need to be addressed, but he says it's complicated.
That's a conversation we have to have. But do you really want to put a 14-year-old in jail for a relatively mild case of bullying? So we did not have criminal sanctions in this law.
Schools are required to work with police if they think existing laws against harassment may have been broken. Warona, with the school board, says schools' jurisdiction is limited in many cases to incidences that occur on school property. And he says case law is developing as more efforts are made to crack down on cyberbullying.
The question really is, where does the school district's long arm of jurisdiction begin and end? And we know that it begins and certainly ends with any activities that are taking place on school grounds in the bullying realm.
The new anti-cyberbullying law takes effect in July of 2013. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.